Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
We have a responsibility here to make sure employees are earning a livable wage.
That was UC President Janet Napolitano announcing that the University of California will raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2017. Napolitano said yesterday that she hopes the move will make the university a national model.
Given our education and public service missions, it seems highly appropriate that we be one of the first to take this step.
Several thousand UC workers and the employees of contractors will benefit. The move comes after both the city and county of Los Angeles have hiked their minimum wage. And we told you yesterday that enforcing that minimum wage hike might be difficult. Today, in our series Immigrant Shift, we go to San Francisco, where we tell you just how difficult it can be. Last fall, workers at an upscale dim sum restaurant confronted their employers and charged them with stealing their wages. And they won $4 million in back pay, one of the biggest settlements of its kind. KQED's Vinnie Tong finds out what it takes to speak up for your rights when you don't speak English.
Standing at a vat of hot oil in the busy kitchen at Yangtze, Lei Tzu-tsun starts her workday most mornings at 7:30. The Chinese restaurant is one of the best known in San Francisco, the kind of place celebrities visit when they come to town. Lei is 61 years old. She's an immigrant from southern China, where dim sum was invented. Here at Yangtze, she earns just more than the minimum wage after 6 years making dumplings there.
The first thing I do is turn on the deep fryer. I do a lot of things at the fryer. Sesame balls, mincemeat dumplings, taro dumplings. When I finish that, I wrap wontons.
Up until recently, she typically put in 11 or 12-hour days, but she would only get paid for 8. This is one of the labor violations that the California Labor Commission found in its investigation of Yangtze. Attorney David Balter says the commission found tips were being taken by managers and people were being forced to work off the clock.
People need to be paid. That's pretty obvious. People need to be paid for the hours that they're working.
Labor advocates say wage theft is rampant and cuts across many industries. Hei-Yung Yoon with the National Employment Law Project says 3 out of 4 low-wage workers in the U.S. weren't properly paid for overtime in a 2009 study. She calls the problem epidemic.
We say that this is really one of the defining trends of the 21st century labor market.
But a group that represents restaurant owners disagrees. Jana Haynes with the California Restaurant Association says wage theft is not widespread.
I think that there are some isolated incidents of it. I don't like it. The California Restaurant Association doesn't like it, and we don't have any tolerance for that kind of behavior from employers.
Yet, in San Francisco, half of restaurant workers in Chinatown said they were being paid less than the minimum wage in 2010. That's according to a survey by the Chinese Progressive Association. Advocates say workers in this situation often just keep their heads down. At first, Lei had worried she might be fired if she complained. But she watched the frustration of her coworkers grow. Though she speaks no English, she decided it was time to speak up. In a previous restaurant job, she had joined a campaign and won back pay. She thought it could also be done at Yangtze. But her coworkers were nervous, so Lei became one of the leaders who gave them the confidence to organize.
After work, we would go to their homes and talk openly, one-on-one. Sometimes we'd be there until 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
Those late-night meetings built momentum. Remarkably, Yangtze's management was willing to listen when the workers came forward. Yangtze manager Jonathan Glick oversees the restaurant's operations.
I think our ownership was genuinely shocked when they found out and were made aware of these issues.
The owners, Henry and Judy Chan, agreed to pay 4 years' worth of back wages. Plus, workers now get proper breaks and use timesheets to track their hours. They have fully paid health care and soon retirement accounts. Lei says she can now leave work in time to enjoy simple things, like buying groceries to cook her family's evening meal.
Of course, things are much more relaxed, much happier now.
Yoon at the National Employment Law Project says the Yangtze workers' victory is part of a movement that's been growing nationally over the past year or two.
fast food workers, retail workers, restaurant workers, domestic workers really coming forward to demand better wages, better working conditions.
From the Bay all the way to the USA, workers are raising the minimum wage.
That's Shasan Liu at a recent rally in San Francisco's Mission District to encourage low-wage workers to speak up for their rights. She's with the Chinese Progressive Association, which helped the Yangtze workers organize. She says she's proud to see what benefits these immigrant workers have won.
All of these things are, you know, they're pretty unheard of to happen in this kind of in this industry, and we think it sets a precedent, you know, for other restaurants.
Lei Tzu-sun hopes Yangtze will be an example to others to fight against wage theft.
Hopefully everyone will organize more people and be better informed so they can get our kind of pay and have better lives.
Lei says the campaign changed her. She learned she could sit at a negotiating table with managers who she was once nervous just to talk to. Now she's organizing workers at other restaurants. For the California Report, I'm Vinnie Tong.
And you can find all the stories in our Immigrant Shift series at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Thursday, July 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. And Digital Foundry, building digital capabilities for leading organizations around the world. More online at digitalfoundry.com.